section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the Q1A Sports League podcast, season 13, episode number 13, and number 101 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three special people this week. We have the 2006 and 2011 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the 2018 KSL champion, Doug Hahn, and the 2002 KSL champion, Mr. Brian Chatine. So let's get the results of week 12 in KSL. Kevin over Nanigate, over Aaron. Doug over Tybo, Pate over Snyder, Andy over Palmer, Brian, Teabag, and Eric. What is the game of the week, Brian? What?
Do you know how to read, Andy?
No.
Who won the last game?
You had Brian. Oh my gosh, you're an asshole. Eric, okay. Eric teabagging Brian. So, Brian, what is the game of the week?
I actually don't have a single game of the week, but there's several teams that came from significant being down a lot to over and win. You did, Andy?
Yes, I did.
Eric did?
So did Eric.
Tybo did not.
Nanigay was close, but didn't quite succeed. Aaron, you know, got within 20 from being down 100.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. I don't really have a game of the week, but...
If you had to pick one that was close...
Well, then it'll be mine.
Okay, all right. Doug, what is your game of the week?
My game of the week goes to Kevin and Nanigay for putting up the two highest point totals of the week, and going into the Monday night, they were projected only to have like a two-point game difference.
Yeah, that was really close. Aaron, game of the week.
I'm going to go with Brandon Hoofter because, you know, as you could tell, I did the doc, I think, on Monday, and Brian was supposed to win. And obviously, Hoofter was able to come back on Monday night and secure a really big victory for him.
Justin Forsett.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also going to be my... Passworded is tacoed.
Game of the week actually is going to go to myself, Bing Palmer. It went down to almost the wire. Thankfully, Drew Brees and garbage time got some extra points, so that secured my win. And he's also the one who got passworded is tacoed. So, what is the total game of the week, Aaron?
I would say probably Joe and Dave.
All right, Joe and Dave. And Doug, what is the game of the week? Or I'm sorry, the total game of the week.
Total bullet game of the week is Joe and Dave. That was a horrible game.
All right, Brian.
I think I'm going to have to agree with that, but followed very closely by Aaron's game.
Yes.
I will actually say that I'll agree with Brian on this one. Jin versus Aaron, total bowl game.
So you didn't agree with Brian is what you said.
No, I do.
Well, Brian said that the toilet bowl game was Dave
Joe.
And Joe.
Oh, I thought he said that it was Aaron and John.
Do you
John.
Listen to
no.
the guests that we have on here, Andy?
No, I don't.
I was just wondering.
All right, so toilet bowl game, or what is who got passwords tacoed, Doug?
Password is taco. I'm actually going to throw out three awards for password is taco. Brian got password is taco. Palmer got password is taco. And I want to say Nanigay got password is taco just because this is like the third or fourth time that he has also scored the second or third highest points and lost.
That does sting a little bit. And Brian, who got password taco?
I like Doug's answer.
All right. And we already got Aaron's and mine.
But otherwise, it's me because it was a number one seed. I think I was number one at the time against 12 or something like that. I don't know.
11.
11. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
the one thing I'll say about Nanigay, if you take a look at his points for, he has the most points for in the entire league, and he's 6-6.
Yeah.
That is insane. Like, to have the most points for and have 6 losses.
And he doesn't just have the most points for by a little bit.
Yeah.
That is true. So let's close the books on week 12. Let's move on to week 13. Brian, what is so good about week 13?
It's the last week before the playoffs.
That is correct. And
I'm in the playoffs.
That's true. And every game is divisional. That's the big thing as well. So let's talk about who plays who. We have Aaron versus Nanigay, Andy versus Doug, Tybo versus Pate, Joe versus Brian, Hoofter versus Palmer, and Kevin versus Oberg. Brian, what is the game of the week?
Oh my God. I'm going to say Kevin, and I hate to say this because it's quite the opposite, and Oberg.
Wow.
Aaron, what is your game of the week?
That is a very, very important game, for sure. Actually, I'm going to go and say that Brian and Joe, not because I think it's going to be a very competitive game, but if Brian does not win this game and Palmer is able to get a win, then Palmer takes the division and Brian can drop as low as 6th seed. He's currently number 3. If he gets a win here, then he'll probably jump up to number 2. But I think that's actually probably not only the most important game for Brian, but also probably game of the week.
All right. So, Doug, what is the game of the week?
The game of the week is the obvious answer of me versus Boober.
And why is that?
Because I've loved how you've said all this year that you or I will be that one person that knocks the other out of the playoffs. And here it is, the matchup for me to knock out Boober out of the playoffs.
Well, I mean, you potentially could, but I still can make it. Even with a loss.
With a miracle.
With a miracle. So, yeah. Aaron?
I already gave my answer. You see, you don't listen. You are a horrible...
Oh, my gosh. You never let me finish. You never let me finish, dipshit. Hold on. I finished on your face once, and you said it was okay, and you said, what a lovely tea party afterwards. What I was going to ask is, what does Aaron, Brian, and myself all have in common? We're on
you all had
four. That too. But we all.
The three of us, we have 3 championships. One of us has 2.
All right. I'll give you that. But what I was saying is that we're all on 4 game streaks right now. Except mine are wins and your 2 are losses. Mm-hmm. But anyways. So what is going to be the total game of the week, Aaron?
I'm going to say Brian and Joe. I think that Brian is just going to destroy Joe.
All right. Brian, your thoughts?
I was going to say yours and Doug's, only because Doug isn't making the playoffs, but he can ruin the playoffs for people. But I think I have a bye week, and I'm going to go with that.
Okay. All right. Doug?
My toilet bowl game of the week is going to go to Pate versus Tybo. And just because neither of them deserve to be in the playoffs, and they're both...
Tell us how you really feel, Doug. Don't hold back, all right? Tell me how.
I'll recant that statement a little bit. In the fact that I absolutely hate my division and the fact that, I mean, and my biggest hope of this week is actually to beat Pate. And beat Pate by, like, because then I will have the most point vision and be in last.
I'm sorry, but you broke up there, dude. There was like
I'm sorry.
I'm glad it wasn't only me.
Yeah, thinking.
It was perfect because it was like, what's he going to say?
I know. I was like, what is he saying? And then so go ahead, Doug. What were you saying? He said that you really hope. Doug? Doug? So I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I back?
You're back. There you go. So what were you saying?
Hopefully. Well, I was just trying to say that my biggest goal this week is to beat Pate by 52 points. That way I can have the most points in the division and still get last. And, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Now, true, if Tybo loses, I could jump him in the standings, but it's just absolutely ridiculous for me to have so many points for and be last in the whole league.
Dude, I understand. So Doug, who is most likely to get Password is Tacoed?
Password is Taco is going to go to I'm gonna say not necessarily Palmer. Palmer has a higher rank, but I think Hoofter's gonna beat him.
All right, Brian.
Yeah, me.
Okay.
So, no, I agree with Doug. I think that Hoofter is going to sneak his way into the playoffs.
He's going to Tybo his way into the playoffs.
Exactly. That's what's going to end up happening. I think that he's going to Tybo his way into the playoffs. And, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think that, unfortunately, that who's likely to get Password Tacoed? Doug. So, anyway.
That's not really a Password is
Tacoed. That really isn't a Password is Tacoed.
Well, he's supposed to win.
I was supposed to win a lot of games.
He's right now he's in last, Andy, so you know, I mean, you beating the last place person isn't like
that's my game of the week though. It's a big deal.
It is the game of the week.
I mean, your guys' games are okay and stuff. I mean, Aaron's gonna lose and get knocked out of the playoffs.
I'm gonna tell you why it's going to become the game of the week, Boober, and that's because I'm gonna make a bet with you.
Oh jeez.
What?
I know. There's a couple options we could go with. One, if I beat you, or I'm sorry, when I beat you, I want naming rights for the whole playoffs.
What?
I want to rename your team name for the playoffs, for the rest of the standings. Even if you are not in the playoffs, but for the rest of the last 3 weeks, I want the naming rights.
Okay.
Or the option is to trade places in a fifth and or sixth round pick, depending on which one is higher for either of us. Now, see, if you win, you could make it a substantial jump up because let's say you go into the playoffs and you go deep into the playoffs, you've got a very late pick, and I'm probably going to have the first pick of the playoffs. Or of the draft. So you can make a very large pick. However, if you lose and you get knocked out of the playoffs, it's really only going to be about a 2 to 3 pick difference.
Yeah, here's my issue with this. Usually I would say, okay, let's do it. Last time I made a bet, I lost. And then after that, I had a winning streak afterwards, which is my 4-game winning streak. That's my issue. Because I don't want to have an issue. I don't want to basically take a chance now.
You don't want to make a bet?
Not because the playoffs are next week.
Are you that unsure that you're gonna not make the playoffs?
I just can't put any bets out there.
Are you a little girly man?
Yes, I am.
You're the seventh place. You have 6 wins. You have 2 more wins than I do.
I know.
Hey, Andy.
Yes.
Do you really think you're going to make it far in the playoffs?
Yes.
I don't. But yeah, that's okay, I mean, for everybody who's listening, who is counting on Boober to lose, rest at ease. I will not pull an Aaron. I am not going to be an Aaron. I am not going to disappoint you. As I have relied on Aaron to beat the last 4 people.
Are you starting Cutler?
Keep my No, I'm not starting Cutler.
I was going to say, because you'll lose if you start Cutler this week.
Yeah, I've taken Cutler out. But as I've relied on Aaron to win one game,
mm-hmm.
1 out of the last 4 games I needed you to win, Aaron.
Yep, I know.
Just one.
Just one of them. And I'd still have a shot at the playoffs.
Just the tip.
I could have probably just won one of them, too, and you probably still had a shot.
I cannot emphasize the faith that you guys should have in me in beating Boober.
Well, let's just put it this way. When we start playing for the Bakersfield, if it's you and I...
You're not going to be in the Bakersfield. Oh. It's always the last two place teams, and there's absolutely no shot for you to make it to Bakersfield.
That's right.
Yeah.
What I want is to not be in the Bakersfield.
So if
I need Hoofter. So if I win and Hoofter loses and Tybo loses, I'm not in the Bakersfield.
That's one thing I've never had. I've never finished last.
I've been in the Bakersfield once and I beat Oberg in that game.
Yeah.
And as funny as it would be kind of be to have Aaron and I in the Bakersfield, it'd just be, oh, God, I don't want to win the Oberg Award.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so let's move on to KSL news. So, Aaron, who has clinched?
Their butts?
Yes.
Everyone's
clinching their butts right now. So, officially, we have Pate, Kevin, Brian, and Palmer. Unofficially, Nanigay has clinched because he has so many points for. There's no chance that he would lose. So.
There is a chance that he will lose. Do you know how?
Yeah, if he literally benches all his players and then a ton of other people are able to score a ton more points. So
no, actually, because otherwise he would have clinched. But if
Yahoo doesn't do it that way.
If Brian and Palmer both mm-hmm. win,
mm-hmm.
technically he could be out. And if he loses.
Oh, really? So what you're saying, Andy, you do realize that even if I beat Nanigay, I will also be 6-6, but I have almost 200 points less than he does. So there's no way, unless he benches everybody, that I'm going to beat him. So it doesn't matter. None of that matters, Andy. Even if all the 6-6 teams win, Nanigay has already clinched. He would be eighth place, but he has clinched. Oh my god. Okay, you
can't do math, Boober.
Yeah, Andy, you can't. So anyway, Nanigay has basically unofficially clinched. In the next tier though, we have Oberg, Andy, and then Joe. And those three are on the bubble. And in that order, if we have 3 people that would need to win in order to knock those out. So, Joe's on the bubble, which means that if he loses and there are 3 other people that win, then Joe's going to be out. So Joe is actually really on the bubble. Andy, you're second on the bubble. And then, of course, Oberg is. So Oberg, I think, realistically will make the playoffs, but he is close to potentially not.
All right. So what? So I just have to win, but let's say I lose. What happens then?
When you lose.
So, Andy, when you lose, because you are the 7th seed right now, you need Joe to lose as well. So Joe would have to lose, and then you need to have myself, Tybo, and Eric. You would need a combination of 2 of us to lose.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that tough.
Yeah. So, well, that's basically three people have to lose. You have to have Joe lose, and then you have to have two others lose.
And okay. As of right now, Yahoo Projections have you not in the playoffs, Goober.
Yahoo Projections also, I think, said that Hoofter was going to go like 12-1 or something like that.
No.
Who was it was supposed to go like 12-1 or something like that?
I was supposed to go 10-3.
Okay.
You know, actually, it's kind of crazy when you look at the, you know, scores. You know, Pate is 8-4. He's the top right now at 8-4, which really isn't that impressive. I mean, oh, it's only four losses. But we're not seeing like we've seen in years.
Now, it actually says here that Brian was supposed to go 2-11.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he did lose four in a row.
Brian was? No, Kevin was supposed to go 12-1.
Kevin was supposed to go 12-1, but Brian was supposed to go 2-11.
Yeah, that's right.
And Palmer was 1-12.
If his competition would have showed up, Brian would be 2-11.
Speaking of which, keep in mind this year, you know, for next season, we actually switch up the divisions.
Yes.
Mm.
So that'll be fun. I'm actually looking forward to that.
Doug needs his own division. Just Doug.
So we'll do four divisions. Doug is in his own division. And then the other three will be made up of, you know, three and four people.
So when it comes to divisional play, Doug will always win.
So yeah. He'll always be in one of the top four seeds.
All right. I think we do need to do it that way. I just need to be in my own division.
Actually says here, believe it or not, that it's supposed to. I'm supposed to miss, Doug's supposed to miss, Aaron's supposed to miss, and Joe's supposed to miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe that Boardman's going to win, so I'll just take him out, and because of that, I'm in.
Boardman actually has a shot at winning.
Yes, he does. As much as I hate to say it, he actually does.
And Hoofter winning?
I think Hoofter has a shot
to win it. Yeah. Okay. Right now, he's got a 30-point projection lead over Palmer, and if you really look at the matchup, I could really see Hoofter getting a win in this one.
All right.
Now, if you look at power rankings, I'm number two.
That sucks.
Ooh, let's look at power rankings.
I'm number 12, I bet.
No, you were number 11.
Woohoo!
Oh, nice! I went up to 7.
Is number one. I'm number two. Kevin, three. Aaron is number four. Hoof is number five. And that's kind of funny. Out of the top five, you have potentially three people not making the playoffs.
That's hilarious.
Oh, real quick correction. Doug, I know you called it the Oberg Award. Oberg has actually only won it once.
I thought he won it twice.
No. In fact, there are two-timers, and that is Mike being the first in 06 and 08, and then Palmer won it in 2011 and 2013.
How many times has Oberg been in the Bakersfield game?
Probably quite a few. Well, he was in it last year, but he beat Palmer.
Ah, okay.
When he went 2-11. And that had a really good season. he was
all right, well, I apologize to Oberg.
He was so happy, by the way, knowing that he's basically in the playoffs. He was just like, oh, my God, it's the greatest thing ever. It's like, I know, dude. Like, you've been in for, like, almost 10 years now, and you've made the playoffs twice. That's cool.
I have to say, I think I have the best wide receivers in the league.
I beg to differ.
I don't. They're damn good.
Let's see. Oh, is.
Who are your top two wide receivers?
Gordon and Beckham. They scored me like 80 points last week.
By the way, yeah, that catch.
That's 1 week.
That catch that he had, I didn't think was that good. I think the one that Big Ben.
Can you do that, Andy?
No, the one that Big Ben threw to, what's his face?
Antonio Brown.
Thank you. I thought that one was the best. In the corner. Barely has both feet down, catches it, comes down with the ball. I thought that was more impressive. I mean, granted, yes.
The guy caught it one-handed.
But he did it with
and actually two fingers. Odell Beckham Odell Jr. Beckham caught that ball with two fingers.
I still think that one to from Ben to Brown was better.
Well, everyone's entitled to their wrong opinion.
Thank you.
That is correct.
Yeah. So, Aaron, what is your week 13 lock?
Who are the Bears playing?
Lions.
Yeah, so the Lions.
Who's Jacksonville playing? The Giants. So Jacksonville.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That's a pretty tough one there.
That is.
You never know. Actually, Jacksonville's defense has been showing up lately.
Yeah,
you look at that first half. They stopped Andrew Luck only have 6 points in the first half.
I thought he was negative in the first half.
Well, I don't know how many. I'm not talking fantasy points. I'm talking the Colts only had 6 points in the first half. They only had a three-point lead going into halftime.
Damn.
Detroit, the Dallas.
Is anyone going to actually watch the Bear game?
I am.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to watch it, but I'm not going to be happy.
Starts at 10:30? Yeah. Or no, 11:30.
Yeah, that means I actually have to, you know, get dressed and ready and be at my parents' place early for a change. Fantastic. But mom did say that she's setting...
How is that early?
Well, usually we don't get there until like 12:30 and then we eat, but now we got to leave like at 11 because I want to sit down and actually watch the game and, you know, tinker stinker for a little bit. Not that I need to, but, you know, who doesn't like to look at their fancy lineup and get a little hard while they're doing it.
So speaking of pick-ems, how's everybody doing in that now?
Okay. I'm 8 behind.
You're 8 behind, but you know who's right behind you, Boober?
Who?
Me.
And how many do you have?
And I'm a multi... I'm one behind you.
Mmm. Are you going to catch
Dave? And I'm a multi-time champion. I don't know if I'm going to catch Dave.
Mmm. You know,
I'm 12 behind him.
You know, I won survival 4 years in a row.
Are you sure about that, Andy?
Do you sleep better at night knowing that?
Yeah.
You are a hypothetical winner.
Exactly.
I mean, I even won it the 1 year.
Everyone won it 1 year.
I was the first Triple Crown champion, so suck it long and suck it hard, Andy.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah, I
should have, because my first year I should have beat you in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
But you didn't.
I didn't. I'm 0-2 in that goddamn bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
But at least I've been there, Boober.
Andy was there once.
I was.
Oh, okay. Was that before I was in the league?
No, you're in the league.
It was
2008?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one gave a shit I was there. Year that,
yeah, Andy, I really thought Andy was going to win. I mean, he was going up against a guy who wasn't there to draft his team, who really didn't care that much about being in the league. You know, he was only there because he was Blake's friend. And, you know, he just was like, well, you know, I'll kind of casually put my team together. And Andy was sitting there studying the waiver wire, seeing what the weather was going to be like for every game. And then he put all his guys in, and they all took a shit.
Yep, all my guys took a shit. And I lost by like 12 or 15, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was bullshit. I'm just saying it right now. I should have won. That way, when I win this year, I could say I'm a, you know, two-time champion.
So, how many championships have you won?
I want to thank 86 Productions and Section 86 for hosting and editing the podcast.
Hey, so, Boober.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How do tiebreakers work?
Well, if you check out episode number 100, it's all listed there.
Doug, could you read those off and then have Andy read off what you read off?
Okay. You know, I still have yet to listen to last week's episode, but I'm assuming it's pretty funny.
What? How have you not listened to it? Have you at least downloaded?
Oh, yeah, I always download
it. We need the numbers.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we had 27 downloads last week. I'm just going to let you guys know that.
That might be because I went onto like three different computers to listen to it.
Yeah, three different IPs. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That's the best
part. I did it 26 times.
Brian's like, Brian, are you now, just out of curiosity, do you think Johnny next year is going to have 2 desktop computers, 5 laptops, a couple iPads, a Surface, and I don't know, phones?
He's going to have a tablet, a couple laptops, a desktop with like 3 monitors going, and his phone.
No, 3 phones. He's got to have at least 3 phones going.
And
hey, but you know what? You make fun of him for doing that, but who's pretty much going to get in the playoffs and who's not, Boober?
I'm in the playoffs.
No.
I haven't.
Andy, you know what?
Don't get your hopes.
I was in the playoffs at one point in time, too. In fact, I was in the playoffs for 12 weeks.
Do you know that I have never been ranked in the top 8 until this week?
Yep.
I know. I'm pretty happy about that. I
will say this.
I got a raging semi.
You've been very lucky in the second half.
Yes, I have.
Half of the schedule.
I've.
Because, I mean, you and I, when we were going at it, we were both 0-4. No one had won. And I should have won that game.
Yeah.
But.
I know. And Aaron should have beat me, too, but he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron should have beat you.
Yep.
I know. That's why the A cup stays here. But I even had my boy put his balls in the cup, and I was going to send it to Aaron and be like, hey, why don't you drink something out of that?
Yeah.
Taste the duck butter, bitch.
So I have a question for you. So you physically took your boy's balls out and rubbed them on a cup?
No, I tried to get him to stay still, like, so he was laying down and posing with it, with the cup just covering his balls and his wiener. Mm. But the problem was that every time I took a picture, he moved. So
you know what it sounds like right to me is that the A cup doesn't mean that much to you, Andy.
No, I wanted you to take a whiff of his balls. And then I was going to put some real duck butter in there as well.
Okay.
Just so then when you, and then I was going to wrap it up. And then just so when you take it off, you'd be like, oh, it smells like Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, Andy, no, keep talking. This is really great radio.
I know. Anyway, so for Brian Chitty, Doug Hahn, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
See you. You know, I'm really surprised we haven't won a podcast award.
You know, I keep saying that all the time, but for some reason we don't get nominations, and, you know, other crappy shows get, you know, awards. You know, Dignation from 3 years ago, they still get awards after they stopped doing the show.
Hey, Andy. Andy.
Yeah?
Andy.
What?
How do tiebreakers work?
Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is great. No. Did you know that I'd be 70 and 62 if I played everybody every week?
Seriously?
70 and 62.
Damn. That's cool.
You hear that? I would say you'd probably be 6-6, 7-5 would be my guess.
Yeah. And that's exactly where my team should be right now.
That'd be my guess.
Because Boardman should be 51-81. I shouldn't say he should be. He is. He's 51-81.
I would be 73-59.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
You.
See, what's Boober?
That's Josie.
Oh, Boober should be 46-86.
You know what? But of those 46, I got 6 of those wins.
And 86.
By the way, my weekly grade this week was an A+.
You know what Joe would be? Joe would be 36-96.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Aaron, by the way.
There's 2 potential playoff teams that have horrible overall records.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out what if I would be 5-7 this week. Or I would be 5-7. I have played Palmer every week. I would have defeated 9 other teams this week. Uh-huh. Yep. If I played the same schedule as the Mushroom Stampers, I'd be 2-9. Damn.
Wow.
So you deserve to be like 2-9 right now.
Well, I'm sorry. I'd be 3-9, actually.
Oh, because you beat him.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, actually, what's I want to take a look at Nanagay's. What his overall record would be?
That's a good question. I mean, I plan on posting all of the, you know, I'm going to update at the very end of the year my If I Had Your Schedule series.
Wow. Nanigay, 95-37.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh,
wow.
All I got to say is whoever did the schedule.
85-47.
Whoever did the schedule is a little bitch.
I know. I hear you. I should have played Joe this week.
Yeah.
All I have to do is score 200 points and I'll win.
95-37. If I saw that, my guess would be 10-3 would be his team.
I still don't understand how Tybo had a better weekly grade than I did and I beat him.
It's on a curve. It's on a curve. Actually, you know what? It's racially biased.
No, it probably has a lot to do with the fact that I should have started Tannehill over Cutler, and I should have started Landry over McKinnon. I think it does a little bit of your grade based on who was on your bench.
Well, that would make sense.
Because that's the only thing I could think of is the fact that Tybo played the best he could. I gave it a B-plus average and whooped him.